Welcome to the Sweet Slumber Podcast. I'm your host, Meredith Bruff. Whether you're a seasoned sleep consultant, a sleep coach, a birth world professional, or a mother aspiring to enter this fulfilling field of sleep expertise, you're in the right place. I'm here to teach you my baby-centered solutions so you can help exhausted, struggling parents reclaim their sleep and help children thrive along the way. I'll teach you how to find harmony in your life and avoid burnout, build a thriving business, and become a financially independent woman. My goal is to help you fall in love with sleep coaching and never look back. Let's embark on this journey together, where dreams are sweet and the work is rewarding. Stay tuned for a show that will transform your business and the lives of those you touch. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here with us. I have my friend, associate, and past student, Georgetta Purva. How do you say your last name?
Purva.
Purva. Okay. Well, I'm not going to say it perfectly, but I'll say it. My past student, Georgetta Purva, here with me today. It's going to be fun to chat with her and hear her story. Hi, Georgetta.
Hi. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm excited. I'm going to tell everyone about you now. Georgetta loves people. She loves spending time with them and helping them when she can. She loves being a mom. She truly discovered the importance of sleep only after becoming a mom, when she experienced a lack of sleep. That made her look for my course, and it changed her life. Georgetta loves helping other parents and their kids sleep better through professionalism and teaching from the heart. So Georgetta, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Because we want to know, you know, about your family, about, I don't know, I guess more about what brought you to this point that you're at right now.
Yes, I will tell you.
Okay.
I'm from Romania, from the capital, Bucharest. And I'm a medical representative, and I truly discovered the importance of sleep only after becoming a mother and after experiencing the lack of it and the effects. And I think this passion find me because I was in need of it, and I found you, and you saved me. You helped me sleep. You helped me win my baby. You helped me attune with my baby, which is the most important, because I realized after talking with you that I didn't enjoy motherhood really before, because I was exhausted and I was really, really stressed all the time, and everything was a struggle, because the sleep was a struggle. My baby was fighting sleep, skipping naps, waking frequently through the night. And you were the right place. You felt like home.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. What matters more to me is just that you found those answers and that it changed everything for you. Because how did it change things? Like, learning what you did, how did it change you as a mom? Or change life as a mom?
It changed me in a way I didn't expect. I expected you to only help me with sleep, just sleep better and that's it. And even if it was just sleep better, it was great. But it wasn't just sleep. It was enjoying motherhood. It was trusting my instinct and intuition. It was like finally having that feeling of really, really connection with my kid.
That sounds pretty wonderful. It felt a lot better, because you said before you were unhappy, you were, we use the word miserable.
Stress all the time. Yes. Mm-hmm. And feeling like I'm not doing enough. I'm not a good mother because he's not sleeping and we are tired all the time.
Yeah. So how old is your son now?
Almost 3 years old.
Wow.
And you gave me the courage to make another one We are planning another baby, and
Yay!
I didn't think that could be ever possible without sleep and without your style, your parenting style.
Oh my goodness. That's like the best compliment in the world when someone tells you that. My favorite two are if someone says you saved their marriage or I'm gonna have another child now. It's like, what? That's so exciting.
Know you love children so much, and I've been really, really impressed of how many children you have and how loving you are.
Aw, thank you. That's so sweet. I know everybody's different. Not everybody loves children like that, and not everybody enjoys motherhood like I do. But so much of it comes from life lessons. And so I'm happy I get to pass on the life lessons to you. So you're talking so much about how your life changed and, being a mother changed. But when we were really getting to know each other, you were in my program, right? So
Yes.
what you did was you were learning, but you were applying what you learned in your own life. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Well, you learned. Okay. So then how did things change as you started to teach people?
They changed a lot because I saw a lot of cases and I learned to really, really listen the mothers and their needs and that to understand that they see some things different. And I just had to discover new ways of helping them at their level to meet them when they are,
Yeah.
where they are.
Well, is there one story or case that you love or remember when you were, the first year? I mean, it's only been like a year or so, right?
I love so many cases, but let me think. I love the case of a mother of two kids under 3. I'm always impressed being a mother of only one baby, one kid. I'm always impressed when mothers of two or really 3 kids come to me for help because before knowing you, I thought that you know everything from the first kid. But they are so different and they are really unique, and you can know everything. Never.
No, never.
And that case impressed me because the mother was so ashamed that she came to me because she only heard about classical sleep training and she thought that somehow I will blame her and I will tell her that she needs to separate from the kids in order to sleep well. And she was crying when she thanked me that I didn't do that.
That's very meaningful.
And I helped her without separation, without winning, without doing anything that her intuition told her to not do. She
That's
stayed with the
wonderful.
kids
She
all
say
the
the last
time.
thing. She What was the last thing you said?
She stayed with the kids all the time. They slept in the same bed and they slept so good.
Wow. I'm hearing you, and I just think you're so natural. You're so natural
Yes.
at this because a lot of times you weren't able to meet with us. Like you couldn't come to our group meetings, and things went wrong, like sickness and things like that. And so I wasn't able to keep close tabs on you, keep my eye on you and see what was going on. And so I love hearing these stories because so much of it was mysterious or like behind the scenes. Like I didn't hear all your stories all the time, And so I really love this conversation because I just think you must have a natural gift for the work. And you have a love for it and a passion for it. And things have changed so much, right? Do you remember when you were shy and scared to help people? And then how do you feel now?
I'm still shy because I'm sensitive and I think I'll always be a little bit shy, but I trust myself because I know I can help people. I was really shy before starting my Instagram account. I was a beginner at first, and only my friends were following me. And I was very shy because a lot of them don't have kids, but they were following.
Yeah.
And I was that I post for some people that they just like me for being me, but I can't help them since they have kids. They don't have kids yet. And the Instagram account is so much bigger now. And I have so many mothers that I help. I helped, and I'm really proud.
Good. You should be so proud. That's wonderful. How did you prepare for this career? Do you think that your life prepared you? Do you think there's anything that helped you prepare for this?
Life prepared, maybe, because being a medical representative involves this natural call for helping people. But I think this passion comes also from my mother. She loves helping people also, and she loves kids also. She's a teacher, and she has 4 kids at home. And also, I think you help. The fact that I found you helped really, really much.
Thank you. Why did I help you? Or how?
You really understood me. You really helped me by really listening. And you were there when I said that I can't do something. You didn't just say you can do it. You helped with solutions. Personalized, baby-centered solutions.
Yeah.
And of your course with the temperament of the kids and how unique they are helped me the most, because I didn't know how to personalize everything for every family without your course.
Wow.
I didn't know how to understand how different they are. I didn't know how to see what big difference can make staying in bed but doing something else. For example, you can be there but not do exactly what you were doing. But the kids love you to be there. And if you are really there, connected with them, that's the part of solution.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I know, again, that was something I didn't prepare you to talk about today. So thank you for sharing your thoughts. So is there anything particular in the program that you really appreciated or that you liked?
Were a lot of things. I was impressed that you were here to help with medical issues also, like reflux or colic, or optimize naps when they were not a problem, but you helped us understand and to have realistic expectations. The part of realistic expectations help a lot. The part when you helped us know the difference between a medical problem and other problems. And what to expect from a baby, because you can't expect to be a robot.
Yeah.
You can't expect to sleep 12 hours a night in their crib, in their bedroom, from month 1 or 2 months.
Yeah, even though some babies do, they can't all do that. A lot of them can't do that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's the thing. You're like,
that's
help me.
Here.
You're like, what's wrong with my baby?
That's a good thing.
I know, I know. I think so. Yeah, when you have a hard thing and then it brings you good stuff like this Such a
Yes.
change in your life. It's worth the struggle, right?
Yes, that's worth the
Yes. And then you talked a little bit about my mentoring and how I supported you. But is there any other thoughts that you have on that? Was it meaningful to have me do the group sessions with you where we could talk?
Yes, the mentoring and the group sessions were gold because you exposed so many cases, and my colleagues exposed their cases, and you helped us on real life cases, not only from books, how we say it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank
We
you.
need real cases
Real
to
challenging.
work.
Yeah. So, what did you think you were going to experience in my course, and what was different about it?
I was thinking you were going to give us schedules, and you didn't. And all other sleep consultants in Romania, which are, of course, sleep training based, have a lot of schedules. And before knowing you, I thought that rigid schedules are important, but I don't know how to read them, or I don't know how to fix our schedule to work. And that's why I searched for you.
Really? Wow. So interesting that schedules would be that important to them, but also not being important to me made me stand out. That's really interesting.
You
Yeah.
amazed me.
Oh, thank you. Well, so much of what I teach is just from my experience. I'm relaunching my course in a month. We're going to open it again and we're changing it. And I just think so much about how things went with your group, and it was good. There's good things. I'm so critical. I'm like, oh, it's not good enough. I got to change. I got to fix. So
It's
it's
the
nice
best, and it's good enough. It's more
to.
than good enough.
Like I say, I got to be more positive and just remember that there's so much value for you. And if it wasn't for the course and our meetings, you wouldn't be where you're at right now. So I'm grateful that God pushed me to do the program back then and the way it was.
Yes,
And
it was perfect.
that we came together, that we met, and look how far you've come. It's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. What is your favorite thing about the work now? Like, is it seeing people change? Is it bringing them peace? Is it the end result? What's your favorite part?
The energy we create. I was thinking about mom groups, where we can talk with Alexandra, to make a mom group and talk face to face about sleep and about motherhood, because I love to connect with other mothers, and I love to validate their emotions and to make them feel safe and to make them feel heard and understood.
That's wonderful. I love that. I love that. It's always been my favorite part of the work too, is just those conversations that are heart to heart, where you bring someone peace, where you give them hope, where you lift them up, where you help them feel good about what they're doing, and they just feel lighter and better and happier after talking to you. Isn't that the best?
Is the best.
It's the best. And now I'm
So
doing that in a different way where I'm talking to moms who are doing our work. But it's different. It's very different. But when you start a business, it's everything to you. Obviously, your family's first, but this dream that you have of being a sleep consultant, you don't want to fail and you don't want to give up. And so it's also a very exciting thing. So I love that I'm doing this work now too. Because it's changed your life.
yes, if you do it with passion, it changes your life also, not only their life.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was beautiful, Georgetta. Thank you so much for saying that. That was really profound. Wow. It's true. It's
Romania, we don't talk too much about attunement, And I really learned about it from you first.
Yeah. Being in tune with the child and then with your instincts and your intuition, is that what you mean, all of it? Or is there one part?
It's priceless.
Yeah. I'm really glad that you gained that and that that's been meaningful to you, because that is the one best way to help a child thrive. I've heard from a brain scientist, he said that if you're in tune to your logic, then it's going to be very hard to be a parent. If you're in tune to your instincts and your intuition and your child, then you're going to be the best parent ever. Because that's how little children think. They think with their, not their brain, with their heart and their soul and their instincts. And so using your logic is almost impossible as a parent. Like, that's not enough, right?
Right.
Do you agree?
Yes, I fully agree. And I like so much hearing you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. Is there anything else you want to talk about that we haven't talked about yet?
How are you so loving? And how you do it all? From where you take your energy to do it all? You do so many things.
That is so sweet of you to ask me. I was asking you to brag about yourself. And you turn it back on me. I was not expecting that. I don't know. I really don't. I think God puts a lot of what's in my heart there. You know, the feelings, the desires, the caring. I can't take credit for it. It's just part of me, you know? And then I try not to do it all. Honestly, I used to do too much and I had so much burnout and so tired. And now I'm trying to slow down and do less and do it smarter. And that makes me a better person. It makes me have more energy and it makes me able to help people more. So I'm telling you, don't try to do it all.
I will.
Be smart.
You remembered me that I loved from your course, the part when you helped us take care of ourselves also, not only the kid. And you had some affirmations that helped a lot.
Yeah, the affirmations. Oh, yeah. I love them so much. Good. I'm so glad. I just love that. You took the course and you applied it to yourself. It wasn't just, oh, I need to learn this so I can help people. It sounds to me like every step of the way you applied it to yourself. And that says a lot about you. It says a lot about who you are, the type of person you are, that you're genuine. You want to practice what you preach. You want to be a good example. That's really amazing. I think that's wonderful. So I'm excited for the women who get to work with you.
Thank you.
They're going to be so blessed. So, Georgia, do you want to tell anyone who's listening how they can work with you, what your programs look like, how to get in touch, things like that?
I'm only on Instagram. Okay. My account is Universul Somnului.
Okay. And if you're from Romania, I'm sure you know how to spell that.
It's Universul Somnului.
I will write
it's like
it
Sleep Soda. Universe. Sleep Universe, ooh. But translated in Romania.
I love that. It's beautiful. I'm going to put it in the show notes so people can find you. But what kind of programs do you do? Are you talking to people in person? Are you on Zoom? Are you doing email? What kind of support do you do?
I'm talking face-to-face and on Zoom. Okay. And after that, I talk on WhatsApp. And I make a plan and give them the plan and keep in touch.
Okay. And then how long are the programs that you offer? How long do they take? Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that sort of thing?
It depends a lot, but 2-3 weeks, even a month if it's necessary.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, there's so much more I want to ask you. My mind is like excited. So Before we go, I want to know if there's any words of wisdom or any tips that you have for moms.
To trust their intuition and to take care also of themselves.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Because you take care of someone else if you are down.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't think about that. We don't. We just run on empty and we just don't even think about it. Do you feel
especially
like
when you come for the first time mothers, we forget about ourselves.
And it's just so overwhelming to be a mom.
Yes.
That's just a normal thing to do. But at some point you have to wake up and think about what you need. Right?
Yes.
All right. So look Georgetta up on Universal Somnul. I can't say it like she does. Even though I'm learning Romanian right now, that's going to be really hard
for me. No, and I'm so proud of you.
It's going to take a long time, but that's okay. Yes. I'm going to go to Romania. I'm going to use my language skills. It's going to be fun.
For you to come. I'm waiting
you. Thank you. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. So, Georgetta, thanks for your time. Thanks for being here and sharing your story and telling us about yourself and how you love this work. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you very, very much. It was also a pleasure for me.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Humble, and I love you.
Aw, well, I love you, so thank you. It's so wonderful that we can develop a friendship, you know, me as a mentor and you as a student. It doesn't matter. Yes. We're friends, you know.
Yes.
I just think it's so cool. Well, thank you. And thanks to my listeners for being here. And don't forget to look Georgetta up and connect with her. Until next time, we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Sweet Slumber Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Before you go, please leave a review and hit subscribe, and have a great day.